We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on our WhoDatLending.com talk and text line, the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, Willie Fritz. Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Coach, I'm going to give you a comment Coach O told me last year. And he always told me that, hey, T-boy, he said, you know what's the worst thing in coaching? He said, get the team to turn a page on a big win. And he said, vice versa, like you always say, turn the page on a big loss. He said, and if I feel it, they feel it. And so how did you address the team, you know, after the loss against Tulsa? Because it's happened a couple times this year. And that's the thing about in the heads of 18, 19, 20-year-olds is you want them to forget a little bit about the wins. But also, when you lose like that, you want to turn the page with it also.
And, you know, Coach Fritz, like Mike was saying, it had to be probably, I mean, look at your long career, probably the most disappointing loss. Like, how in the hell we lost that game?
Well, it was one of them. I know that. It was a tough one. It was, it was a silent locker room. It was a silent plane trip home. It was, you know, it was difficult. I'm glad we didn't play this weekend, to be quite honest with you. We got a bye this week, and we're playing our last home game against Memphis on December 5th. But it was a tough one. It was, you know, there was a bunch of things that had to happen. We almost had two or three interceptions there that last drive. Didn't get them. Had a couple tackles. We make the tackles. It's over. We had a penalty on offense. Could have been second and two. Instead, it was second and 22. Just things that, you know, many breaks and as disciplined as we played the week before down the stretch down there at the very end. And we played a good football club. That would have been, you know, it was back-to-back weeks playing a ranked opponent. And it would have been the first time in history Tulane ever, you know, beat two ranked teams back-to-back, which would have been a great feather in our cap. But we just didn't finish the ball game. And That's disappointing, and give credit to Tulsa. They're a good squad. They've had quite a few games like that that they've been able to finish this year. And the year before, they had a bunch of them that they didn't. So,
right.
You know, they did a good job.
Now, Coach Fritz, when I'm looking at, pass coverage, the breakdowns, a lack of ball awareness. I mean, is there drills maybe that you could practice or – how do you break that down with players? At times, you always got to tackle well. I know you've always emphasized that in the clutch, whether it's a third or fourth down situation. But just understanding where you're at right now as far as leverage and pass coverage and knowing your responsibility to make a play. Is there something you could do, a drill, or coach them up on that area?
You know, we work on that all the time, you know, on tackling, playing with leverage. We do a lot of 7-on-7 team drills, good on good against each other. And, you know, when you get in those kind of situations, the pass rush and the coverage got to work in concert with each other. And it just didn't. Most of the game it had. You know, we had four sacks. We had a bunch of tackles for loss. And really did a nice job, but it just was not as we didn't have the consistency with the rush and the coverage as we did early in the ball game. And credit them. They put in a new kid, and he did a good job of running around, buying it a little extra time. And we just didn't get it done.
Coach, one of the things in this game, your ability to run the football. And, going into the game, I was listening to the Tulsa coaches talk about, man, listen, there's a lot of talk about Pratt and his throwing the football. But, man, if we don't stop Tulane's running the football, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And for three quarters, they were. And Hurdleston did a great job. He got over 100 yards. Carroll averaged almost 7 yards a carry. You know, Jones, I think it was almost 6 yards a carry. So that part, man, really worked for you against Tulsa. And it was funny because that's what the coaches from Tulsa were saying before the game. We got to stop it because if we don't, we're going to get beat. And yet you were successful with it.
Yeah, we ran the ball well, you know, most of the game. And they're a hard team to run it on. They have a different style of defense. They're a three-man front. You know, they do a good job of fitting it up. You know, sometimes they have, you know, three backers, sometimes four. They kind of play with what they call a star player that's about 8 yards over the football. He's a hard guy to get to. He's a hard guy to, you know, to climb up off double teams and get, or, you know, bringing a receiver inside to get. And he does a good job of fitting it. You know, you get it all blocked, and, you know, it's a gain of four instead of a gain of 14 or 20. So it's a different type defense, and they've gotten better and better with it over the last couple of years. You know, big enough up front where you got a double team, and, you know, and they just do a nice job in the second level of, you know, getting, you know, guys in gaps and wrong shoulder and stuff. And but you're right, we did run the ball very effectively for, you know, really four quarters.
Right, yeah, you get rush for more than 200 yards, and Coach Boy, I kind of fell for him. Michael Pratt, I think he's a warrior, and you look at overtime, what occurred, and you're trying to hang in there. But I think he has that swagger and that moxie going forward, that Michael Pratt will just build upon his experiences and be the guy you can count on.
Yeah, you know, I haven't said this to anybody. He didn't practice all week. He practiced, but he didn't throw all week. And, his back was real stiff on him, and he goes in there and gets treatment, you know, 2-3 times a day. But, you know, wasn't able to throw. And thank goodness, you know, he felt good on, you know, Thursday morning, and we went ahead and played him. And I thought did a good job, particularly not being able to, you know, practice on, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, leading up to a short week game. This will also be good for him this week, you know, having a little bit of time off and getting totally healthy. But I thought he went out and just competed his tail off.
Coach, one of the things that's different this year, and kind of give the listening audience maybe a little explanation on it, you know, the early signing period is going to come up real soon. You're still preparing for games. COVID has kind of stopped certain areas. You've learned how to use Zoom and Skype and everything else. Sort of give everybody a little bit of a rundown on that and how that's changed for you in this very unusual off-season and season that, you know, recruiting's the lifeblood of your program. And that, no matter what happens, you got to continue that. And how you've adjusted, or basically how college football has adjusted to not being maybe able to go out and see that player or have that contact with player. And has it been a lot more Zoom and Skype type interviews?
Yeah, my neighbors think I'm crazy. I get out in my backyard and I just walk around circle after circle. Finally, they figured it out. He's making recruiting calls. What he's doing, you know. So I'm back here in the backyard walking around. You know, it's totally different. You're exactly right. I don't know how many Zoom home visits that I've done. You know, it's got to be, you know, 150 to 200 of them with different kids and their families. And, you know, I've got a presentation that I do with them about Tulane. And, you know, it's I've had more parents. Well, coach, it's just not fair that I got to make a decision and I don't get to visit the campus. I'm like, you're right. I agree with you. You know, but it's what we're the age we're living in right now. And, you know, it's December 16th coming quick.
Yes.
We've got quite a few commits. You know, the thing that's tough for us is, you know, you bring somebody in your program and you want to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, know everything about them, talk to everybody. You know, because when you get this young man, you know, you got him for 4 or 5 years. And you want to be positive, and they want to be positive too. But you know, there's going to be a little bit of leap of faith on both sides, you know, because they don't know everything about the you know, we had a kid that came in on an unofficial visit while we were at the game, you know, up there playing. And he, you know, he took a campus tour through our admissions office. We can't set it up. We can't be there. We can't do anything about it. You know, and you're kind of at the mercy of who the tour guide is. And you hope they're doing a good job, you know. But it is different. It's, you know, I think probably, you know, there's more kids, I heard this the other day, that are committed early.
Yes.
Almost twice as many as there were last year. And this was about a month ago I heard that at that time. So, you know, most everybody's going to be signed up December the 16th, and, you know, there'll be a few scholarships right. left and available for the February signing period.
Now, Coach Fritz, so what do you tell the team in challenging them? And what could you tell the fans about Memphis? Obviously, you look at Memphis, very explosive. But where are you at right now trying to be bowl eligible and all that? So, you know, obviously you take it one game at a time, but how do you motivate the team going forward?
Well, no, you talked about it. You got to turn the page and you got to move on.
Yeah.
You sit around, you have a great game, you play great. You know, a week before we beat Army, and I tell guys, man, we have one day to gloat about it and we have one day to pout about it, either one. You sit around and you bask in past successes or failures. You're not going to do your best the next time around. But there's a lot of stuff we can accomplish. Number one is it'd be the first time three bowl games in a row, three bowl victories, three winning seasons in a row. I think the last time that happened was in the 70s. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we can accomplish. Is it the season we wanted to have? No. You know, we're a few plays away from being 8-2, but we're not. We're 5-5. So we can still accomplish some things and still get this program going and being a consistent winner and build for, you know, having some success here at the end of the season, which helps you springboard you into the next season.
Coach, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all the Tulane family. And get a week, and then you play the Memphis Tigers, who is a really good football team. So we wish you the best, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Appreciate it. Roll Wave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Willie Fritz, head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back with David Grubb, host of Hard in the Paint podcast, with some Pelicans talk. So we'll be right back here on the Big 870.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.